I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nine days, very important time for us. 9 days from right now, it's almost that time. Feed the Need, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, March 29th. Our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. It's spectacular. It's a great thing that we do, raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. You can text right now. You can get started. Text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. Your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Nemecol and Spitzer Toyota, UPMC Life-Changing Medicine, and 84 Lumber. All the details at 937thefan.com. Duncan. That's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We get moving this morning. We love Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Don't forget, 29 minutes from right now, Nino Bonacorsi, Pitt national champion at 197 pounds. What a match it was the other night. Oh, so exciting. We talked to Nino, who has a lot to say, and he's great. All right, Steelers free agency. So they're beefing up the interior of the line, that is for sure. No question there. They've brought in guards. They're gonna really, like I said, fatten up what's going on in with the interior of the line. The linebacker situation too. That's they've helped there. They've got some thumpers. What if you look at the situation that happened in Cincinnati and they were in on Orlando Brown, or maybe just trying to drive the price up? Who knows? But one would think that perhaps they want a tackle and they definitely need a tackle. What if they traded 17 and 32 for the tackle they really wanted and they could get up to 8 or 9? They could jump all the way up to pick 8 or 9. Or what if they traded pick 17 and next year's first for a first-round tackle? Would you do that for a high-end tackle?
Oh, for sure.
You would do that?
Oh, yeah, because I think that's the next place that you need. That's the next hole that you need to absolutely fill, and you can't just patch the hole. That needs to be a hole put together and needs the concrete filled in the hole that's going to be there for a long time to grow with Kenny Pickett and to protect him. You do that and you invest in a young tackle and you give up some picks. I mean, your offensive line now is in a nice spot and it's going to keep Kenny Pickett upright, and that's probably the main focus. So I would be all on board if they knew that a guy was going to be there that they absolutely loved, to sell the picks and get that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be excited about multiple firsts like this year's and next year's, but I'll say this. If that's what you have to do, then you need to be prepared to go all in. If you see tackles flying off the board, like let's say the quarterbacks go off in the first 7 or 8 picks and then there's a run on offensive tackles. And before you know it, you look up and it's the 11th pick and 2 or 3 of those guys are off the board. You better be ready to move, and you better be ready and willing and able to do whatever it takes. You've got that, I don't want to call it a luxury, but it is luxury of the Chicago Bears handing you what amounts to a late first-round pick for Chase Claypool. You better use that to your advantage, whether it's drafting a player there or moving up. So if you see tackles flying off the board, or if you see one guy that you value more than any of the other ones available, yeah, be willing to move up into the top 10 if that's what it takes.
See, I wouldn't do that. If 3 tackles were gone and it's the 11th pick, I wouldn't move up.
Like, Paris Johnson's going to be the first tackle, right? It's going to be Paris Johnson, then Skoronski. Johnson is rated higher by everyone than Peter Skoronski. But Johnson won't get past probably the Titans because Taylor Lewan isn't there. And the Titans take, I think, 11th. If you had to jump in front of them in Philadelphia or whoever has that pick and says, hey, we want 17 and 32 because you know you got to position yourself in front of Tennessee, and it comes down to you're in that moment, And Paris Johnson's still there, but you know that he's going to get taken next by Tennessee again because Luan isn't there and they need a tackle. Do you do it in that moment on draft night? 17 and 32.
See, now it's starting to come even more real to me because look who you're negotiating with. Look who you could possibly be negotiating with, the Eagles,
right,
who you just got a guy and have a guy that's there that left the Steelers and Brandon Hunt. You know them very well. You can have an actual conversation of negotiating. Hey, we want this guy. We know you're not going to take him. What do we need to do to get in front of you guys or trade the pick there or to be where we can get our guy? It's starting to become a little bit more real whenever you put it laid out that way.
Like, Adam, when the Orlando Brown talk happened, he was connected to the Steelers. It made me think they really want a tackle in the draft.
Well, it also made me really think that they think there won't be one at 17.
Correct.
Because why would you spend all that money on a guy if you just get one falling into your lap cheaper at 17? And I don't think that they think one will be there. So if you're willing to spend that kind of money on Orlando Brown Jr., then why wouldn't you be willing to spend some draft capital to go get a guy? They've acknowledged now through their moves. Forget what they tell you. What they're telling you is by their action, they know their offensive line's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You want to compete? Okay, yeah. Oh, sure, let's get a Patrick Peterson. Yeah, let's get better in the middle of the field on defense. You really want to get better? Protect Kenny Pickett. We saw that they could run block in the second half of the year. They should only be stronger there. The next step, protect Kenny Pickett. That's how you become a truly elite team in the league, is your quarterback's elite. You can't get there, I'm sorry, with Dan Moore Jr. protecting the blind side. I'm all for trading up now. The more I've thought about it, the more I love it.
With the value they have in those picks, they can move way up. They can move up 5, 6, 7 if they really want to package both of those picks together. And that's, you know, when you mention what going after Orlando Brown Jr. means, if they were legitimately interested, Adam, I think it tells you that there's one tackle maybe that they like. Because of the three or four guys that everybody keeps talking about, one will probably drop to you down there in the mid to high teens at 17 where they are. You can get one of those guys. But if you're really all in on whether it's the kid from Ohio State, Paris Johnson, whether it's Skoronski from Northwestern, if you really truly believe one is better than all the others, then and you think you might not be able to get him, well, then you need to reevaluate what you're using these picks for.
And the other part about it is Skoronski might not get past the Bears at 9. Northwestern kid from there, from Chicago originally. This is just the same thing as the Michigan kid that went to the Lions. Like, okay, the Bears, because of where the Bears are PR-wise right now, the stadium stuff and everything that's happening with them, the quarterback, did they take the right one or not? The field looks like Woodstock after a concert. It's awful. That being said, they need to do something for great PR too. And they will be widely praised if the Bears, if they take Peter Skoronski at 9.
But they,
widely praised if he's even ranked as maybe a great player. Like, and so you're going to have to jump in front of them, perhaps.
They'd also be widely praised if they got another first-round pick, too.
You're probably right.
Because they just got
But I don't know, though.
Right?
Well, they probably would. But don't the Bears fans that, you know, those Dicka Bears fans, those people, they think that Skoronski's going to make it all better. So they have a value, but they can be sold. You're right. If you go and you give them a 17 and 32, then they'll say, you know what, the hell with those people. Look at the value in this.
I mean, how many picks would they have then? They'd still have, what, two in the first round?
They'd have 17 and 32.
And that would essentially...
Well, with what they got from Carolina, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Steelers,
oh, yeah.
You're essentially turning your 17th overall pick and Chase Claypool into the 9th overall pick, right? Because of the circular nature of what another deal with the Bears would be, which would just be absolute. You think getting 32 for Chase Claypool was highway robbery. 17 and Chase Claypool for 9th overall is...
I just have arrived at a place, and I know there are people that are much better than me that talk about this and draft nicks or whatever. I just think I'm ready to go all in on that Orlando Pace tackle. All in on that guy. As close to it as you can. You're not going to get 1-1. But all in on that guy and take my chances that that's going to be a guy that plays 11, 12 years in the league. He's going to stand out there on the edge. And if you want to try to truly arm Kenny Pickett with the best weapons out there, that left tackle counts just as much as an electric receiver, just as much as a running back, just as much as a good tight end, if not more. Go all in. And if you fail, you fail. But it's you can't patchwork a left tackle.
But this is where I wonder how much the Devin Bush trade-up, and look, we're talking a different regime now, so maybe it doesn't affect them in the same way, but they wanted Kenny Pickett last year. After the fact, they admitted, we saw Kenny falling and we were getting excited. But they never really jumped on the opportunity. They talked about the opportunity. They never jumped on the opportunity to move up and get their guy. And I wonder if that was because they were burned in the Devin Bush situation. And I wonder if that affects this regime as well. There are still a lot of the same people left over. Yes, Andy's new. Yes, Omar's been promoted. But I wonder how much carryover there is from the, oh my God, remember when we screwed up and traded up 10 spots for Bush? Do we want to do that again? I mean, that's not the way I want them to act. I don't. I want them to be aggressive and go up and get their guy, like you're saying, Colin. But I wonder if they still feel that sting.
Well, we've seen now these last couple of moves that Andy Weidel obviously is getting his handprints on this thing. And Andy Weidel, I would think, given the success Philly has had in some of these instances, might go the other way. He might think, okay, this is the way we go. We can be aggressive. We can move up in the draft. People on the text line, what are the Steelers going to do at corner? They're paying friggin' T.J. Watt a bajillion dollars, and they're about to pay Alex Highsmith a bajillion dollars, and you go spend money on Ogunjobi.
The corners weren't bad when T.J. Watt was healthy.
That's what I'm saying. You can spend this much money on the defensive front, and it can help make up for your back end if it's not strong enough. You're not going to make up for not having a left tackle. We saw it last year. I'm done with the experiment. Go get a mother bleeper with some pedigree, for God's sakes. If that means you trade up, go trade up.
Every clip you see of a cornerback from the Pittsburgh Steelers getting mossed was a game that T.J. Watt was hurt. Just about every single one. You go back and look. Those plays that receivers made big plays on the Steelers, T.J. Watt was hurt. Now, again, that's a whole different conversation, but they have loaded up on the front, and I don't want to say the corners become inconsequential, but when that front is healthy and they're out on that football field, the corners don't become as important.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've talked myself into this, and I know that a lot of people probably disagree, but that, and you might swing and miss. You might do all this and take Skoronski, and he's a dog, and then you're screwed, but you tried. If the Steelers are in the new age of Steelers trying and swinging at the first pitch and swinging hard and trying to hit it over the fence like they've never been in my lifetime, I'd like to see them do this. Go up and jump up and get Johnson or Skoronski if they feel like they got to get in front of people.
You could still get a starter at corner in the second round. I mean, you really can. Most corners that are drafted in the second round are usually walk-in starters. You could still get a corner in the second round. You don't necessarily have to get them in the first round. If you approach this method of getting your guy, it has to be your guy, though. To me, it has to be number one, number two, Paris or Skoronski. Like, it has to be one of those two. Other than that, I don't think you move up. I think you stay.
Then you just, right, because then what's the difference between a second round or third round guy or yelling at Dan Moore all year? You know, like, I don't think the fans see it as, because that guy's not going to walk in and play.
No, he's just new Dan Moore.
Right.
I mean, I'm tired of the, we'll coach him up. No, it's left tackle. Don't coach him up when you get him.
Right.
But how about you get a guy who, when you're watching him in training camp, you go, did he just do that to Alex Highsmith? We can't teach Dan Moore Jr. to do that. There's only so much Dan Moore Jr. could do. God bless him, but please.
Who's the last edge lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers that you've looked at and gone, okay, that's a bad dude? Who's the last guy?
I thought Gilbert was really good and underrated, but
he was in the second round, right?
Second round.
But who's the last guy league-wide where they say, you know what? That guy is really, really good.
It's been a while.
Starks? Maybe. Marvell Smith?
Villanueva was making Pro Bowls. He was good. He wasn't that.
Right. No.
No. And I think that if you really want to, and this is about finding talent for, you got to find a whole lot out about Kenny Pickett. And it's about finding, and it's about, like I've said all along, I think at least, you can't put him in a position to have to be the best player in the offense. It's okay to just make him a player in the offense. And I think he functions a lot better that way. By getting him a left tackle that actually can breathe and move, unlike Dan Moore, you can do a lot.
I think it really does come down to, what does he need more? Does he need a weapon, or does he need protection? What does it come to? I mean,
but
honestly,
the protection in and of itself becomes a weapon.
Yeah.
Not by the way he plays, though. I just, you know, how he extends plays, you know, he could kind of patch those holes. I'm back and forth.
This is a dumb conversation because it's all going to get ruined when they run jet sweeps to Gunnar Olszewski
right.
anyway.
Right.
So who cares? Oh, man. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And I do need to tell you a little bit more about them because they got a lot going on, so much going on, that Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, a leader in all things plumbing and HVAC, seeking new team members to keep up with the rapid growth. They got three Western Pennsylvania locations to choose from. Armstrong Comfort Solutions invests in the latest and greatest tools, including the great people that they need working for them. So service plumbers and HVAC service technicians looking for work, get in touch right now. 1-833-789-9100 or apply online, armstrongcomfort.com.
Pittman's Hoops went down yesterday to Xavier 84-73. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 6 minutes from right now, Nino Bonacorsi, Pitt wrestler, won a national championship over the weekend. Going to be great to talk to him. He's an unbelievable interview. That kid from Bethel Park. I have a question, the March question that there is. Because I just heard a spot with a DA, Damon Amendola. Is it, we've gone over this before, but it's ever evolving. Is it tournament or tournament? Where are we here? Oh, I knew you were going to like this one. Is it tournament or tournament? Which one? Is it Route 8 or Route 8?
Well,
this sucks.
It's tournament.
It's tournament. Because how do you say tur?
Huh?
Like tur.
How are you talking about? How do you say tur?
T-O-U-R.
Well, no. When you go on, like, let's say you go out on a fishing trip while you're on vacation on a boat, right? It's a tour. T-O-U-R. Tournament.
How do you say tur?
T-O-U-R is tour.
Say it tur.
How do you say tur? I can't believe
you know what? We just did this in my house with syrup and syrup, but I don't know what I say because when the question gets asked, now I don't know.
Right. When you have to think about it, you don't know. And route and route is another good one. Although in Western Pennsylvania, people say, like, people call it Route 8, but then, like,
Route 51.
Right. They'll use this, and they're not wrong. They just use it and apply it differently to different places. Is it tournament or tournament, Crowley?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what I say. If I went into this and I was just talking, it would come out however it comes out for me normally. But I don't know. Tournament. I think I get tournament.
Tur.
I say NCAA tournament.
Tournament.
I say tournament.
T-O-U-R is pronounced tour.
But it's different. I mean, it's different places. Different. It's kind of a, people, not to say a colloquialism, but it's because that's the wrong word. It's just, it's different regionally. It's regional dialect.
You don't go, do you go tourney or tourney? Or do you just avoid it?
I don't say that because it sounds...
I say tourney. Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever said that by choice. Maybe reading Because it
the tourney. Yeah, I don't think I say it either.
No, especially not like that.
Ah, the tournament.
Ah.
Oh, I think it's tournament.
It's tournament.
Tournament. NCAA tournament.
Do you say program or program?
Program.
Nobody says program unless you're from...
Just Reese Davis.
Right. So have you decided, Dorn? Tournament or tournament?
Tournament.
Tournament.
Yeah, yeah, Colin, it's how you say tur.
Tur. I'm going to slap you.
I know what you're getting at. I just don't want to get slapped.
Because DA just said tournament.
Mm.
But Nance definitively says tournament.
I love DA, but I'll take Nance over DA.
He says tournament.
Tournament.
Because that's how you say tur.
Tur.
But if you go by, but you would never say tur if it was, you'd never say the PGA tur.
No.
Right? If you were involved in a deep conversation about LIV Golf with Paul Zeiss, you would never say the PGA tur.
No.
So when you say it's like, it's the root word is, you know, tour for tournament or whatever, you wouldn't say tur if it was shortened.
Deadheads don't follow the Grateful Dead around the country on their tur.
No.
Also, I had this one at my house the other day. This is a great question from my son. As we were standing in the pantry waiting to figure out what we were going to eat for the pit game the other day. Are combos short for combinations? That's what my son threw at me. He said, do you think that it's really their combinations and they just call them combos?
Yes.
Like somewhere in the patent or somewhere, they're really combinations. I said, no, they're just combos. He said, that's short for combinations, right? I said, yeah.
They're combinations because you're combining
the pretzel and the
pretzel
cheese.
Pretzel and cheese, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Combo.
They're good.
Here's a great tweet, or a great tweet to me. Dorn is sitting there thinking all UMFers say tur with your stupid Pittsburgh accents. He's got a bigger Pittsburgh accent than anybody in his place.
Like, I'm not from Pittsburgh. Yeah.
So are combos short for combinations?
Yes.
Okay. Or they're just combos? What are you laughing at, Crowley?
This.
Yes, this whole thing.
Gestures conversation.
So you say tour. What are the votes? I say tournament.
Yep, I'm with you.
I say both.
Crowley's answering the phone. Yeah. It's Nino Bonacorsi. We'll talk to him in just a minute.
What do you think he says?
Whatever he wants. He's 197 pounds. It kicks everybody's ass.
I'm not questioning him.
Throw you on your face if you don't agree. You say what Nino says.
Not at all. We get into him, talk to him coming up in just a couple moments here. Then epic ending after that. Nino Bonacorsi next, Fan Morning Show.
Walk out to your mailbox today. You're going through. Oh, you got bills. That's fun. Yeah, people want money. Oh, no. Property tax. Are you serious? The school district's asking for more money now. They're going to raise your property taxes. Some of you are getting those letters. You want to appeal it? Appeal it, yeah, and save some money. But who do you trust? You need a lawyer to get that done, right? Call the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. They'll connect you with a lawyer best equipped to handle your property tax appeal. In fact, just about any situation you can think of legally, the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service is your trusted source for finding the right lawyer. You give them a call at 412-261-5555. Explain your situation. The Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service will place you with an attorney equipped to handle your specific type of case, and there's no cost to use the service. Plus, you get a free 30-minute consultation with your lawyer as well. Who do you turn to the next time you've got a legal situation, maybe one of these property tax appeals to take care of? The Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. 412-261-5555 or go to getapittsburghlawyer.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
What a feat over the weekend, and we talked to the man right now, 197-pounder. He was the national champion, undefeated pit wrestler, Nino Bonacorsi, joins us right now on the Fan Morning Show. 5-3 decision, beat South Dakota State's Tanner Sloan, Pitt's 17th national champion, and we welcome Nino in right now. A very good Monday morning to you, Nino. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Excited to be here.
Great to have you on, man. And I know it's a cliched question, but I'm going to start with it because I don't care. The ref grabs your hand. He puts it in the air. You come off the mat, and you just are swarmed by all your people. Take me through those couple moments, because on television, it just jumped through my television like, man, is this kid excited as can be? What did it feel like being in that moment?
Well, I'll give you a cliche answer. It felt surreal. And just overall, it just felt like, dang, man, I've been dreaming of this moment since I've been starting wrestling at 4 or 5 years old. And to see this play out, all my practices, all the decisions I ever made in my life, to have this moment finally come full circle into fruition, it was just, it's been hard to fathom and hard to wrap my head around, but it's unimaginable joy. I'm just so happy and so still pumped up from it.
Nina, talk about your support system. I saw you give your dad a big hug, which is an unbelievable moment. Your coach was a national champion as well at Pitt. I mean, your support system throughout the years has to been had to have been unbelievable. Talk about the people that really mean so much to you and mean so much to this moment for yourself.
Yeah, man, I really got the best support system I could ever ask for. As far as my teammates, you know, I've had the best training partners this year. I've had guys coming in and helping me out and just get me prepared. My coaching staff, like you said, specifically Keith Gavin, you know, he came into Pitt. He started being a head coach when it was my first year. So in a way, I feel like we grew up together essentially. And we kind of learned this whole crazy process together. And to be his first national champ, you know, he always knew I could do it. And I always knew I could do it. So to kind of do that for him was great, and he's been there with all my wins and losses, and obviously, lastly, my family, who's been, you know, my day ones, and they're the people who've been closest to me, and they've known how hard I've worked for this, and how much effort and how much stuff I've sacrificed to do this. So to have them surround me, it's been great, and you know, I couldn't have done it without all these people. So as much as I want to take credit individually for the trophy, you know, I think all these people have a hand on it. And they've been there with me every step of the way.
Nino, I remember doing the PA announcing when your brother Nick was wrestling. Talk about what it meant, I guess, to see him qualify for NCAAs 3 times and like you said, you've been doing this since you were both kids. So what's it mean to see him? Is that when you realize, I guess, hey, this is something I could do. This could be real. I could be there where Nick was.
Yeah, man. It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking the other day, it's like, man, I remember watching my brother run out and be on that floor at Nationals, and there was nothing I wanted more in the world than to just step on those brand new NCAA mats. And, you know, as time went on, I said, why not me? Why can't I be out there and not only place and do good, but why can't I win this whole thing? So to have him, you know, kind of lead the way for me and kind of inspire me for him wrestling out there, it was it's been great. And he's another one who's been, he probably wanted me to have this title more than my own self. He's my best friend. And, you know, we were just talking the other day how the Bonacorsis finally got their name etched in stone as a national title. He goes, I wish it could have been myself, but I am even happier that it was you, bro. So
I know,
so it's just, yeah, it's great.
Don't mean to cut you off. I know you're preparing your whole life for that moment, but when it's the morning of, and you know you gotta walk out there and take care of business, is it nerves? Is it you're jacked up? I mean, are you eating a raw chicken? How are you getting a working on getting out there? And what's your mindset like?
Dude, I get so jacked up for these matches. It's like, it's not even fun. It's honestly hard to kind of every match turn that switch on. But you know, but part of me that was driving me like, hey, this is the last match. There is no match after this. So that was kind of a driving force in myself. So a lot of it's just, you know, it's not really nerves. It's more so like, it's crazy because you're walking in the back tunnel and you're thinking, now this is just wrestling in general. I feel like you're sitting back there and you're like, dang, something's about to happen here. I'm about to go from literally zero to 100. Like, I don't know what the score is going to be. Is it going to be ugly? Is it going to, am I going to kill him? Like, something's about to happen here in 30 seconds. And that's kind of, just thinking that gets my adrenaline going. And that's kind of, so I wouldn't say it's nerves. It's more so just like an excitement just for a fight. You know, you're about to go get in a fight and, you know, hopefully you can come out on top.
Nino Bonaccorsi joining us here, 197-pound national champion, University of Pittsburgh. You're not getting off that easy talking about your dad. Just mentioning him as part of your support system. You know, Mark Bonaccorsi is somebody in the South Hills that everybody, a lot of people talk about and say, this guy helped me in my career, whether it was somebody that was a high school champion, somebody that just wanted to wrestle, somebody that moved on to college. Think about when you were 6, when you were 7, when you were 8 years old, getting up at 5 in the morning, or him staying after and wrestling with you. What has this man done for you in your career?
He's done everything for me in my career. He's sacrificed a lot in his own right. Taking me to practice every single day. I mean, my dad's he's a landscaper, so he gets up early morning hours. He works every day, hard manual labor, and he still found time every single day to take me to practice till 10 o'clock at night and come home and do it every day and spend tons of money on me going to tournaments and practices. So when I say this man sacrificed everything for me, he really has. So that's why, you know, I keep saying him, because I can't thank him enough for all that he's done for me. And, you know, I keep thinking back to our first youth practice that he taught me, you know, as I said in an interview, he taught me how to hit my first single leg. And I remember it to this day. And for me to come full circle and hit that same single leg in the national finals, it's just a tribute to what he's done for me. And he's holding that trophy with me. And that guy is he's really my main man.
You know, there's one thing that I hate about wrestling, the sport of wrestling, and that there's no professional outlet. There's no there's no real way to make money after college. Now, you can be an Olympic wrestler, you can do other things. So what's next for you? Is it WWE? You speak very well. You're on our show right now speaking very well. That's a big asset to WWE wrestlers. Is it MMA? What's next for Nino Bonaccorsi?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it is tough. I think that's why wrestlers are so dang tough, because we're doing this, and like, what's the end goal? Yeah, it's like we beat ourselves up for a living. We don't get really compensated, but it's just the love for the sport. But, you know, man, I'd love to stick around. I'd love to get into coaching. I'd love to try to wrestle internationally a little bit, but, you know, I mainly want to just give back to the wrestling community, because everything I have in my life is because of wrestling. So it almost feels unjust to kind of just leave the sport without giving anything to it. So I'd love to coach and help these younger generations of guys and future college wrestlers, you know, achieve their goals as well. And hopefully get them to share this feeling that I'm feeling, because it's certainly one that not many people get to feel. And it's surreal.
Now, you said when you committed, last thing before we let you go, you said when you committed that you committed because you could take somebody down and then walk down the street and go to Permane's. You got to roll this into some sort of Permane's endorsement, right?
Yeah, you would think, man. It's just, you know, when I first said that, I was like, I meant every word. And I think that I'm just trying to get across just this Pittsburgh in me, because this really is my backyard. You know, a lot of guys say, oh, it's a home match or whatever, but this really is a home match for me. This is my backyard. I grew up here. I've been coming here my whole life. So when I do get to say I get to kick someone's butt and walk down and get a Permane's, I'm not joking. And, you know, that's just Pittsburgh. You know, we're hard-nosed. We're tough people, and we're.
And you're a champion. You're a champion now, Nino.
I'm a champion, man.
We appreciate you taking some time this morning for us. As always, it's great, great stuff. And, again, wonderful to watch you the other night. The emotion was incredible. Thanks for jumping on the phone with us, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Great stuff.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Nino Bonaccorsi, 197-pound champion. And it was a big move. Big move for Adam Crowley, not asking him if it was all downhill from here. Because I was waiting for that as Crowley is hanging up. Crowley, great job by you, not asking him if it's all downhill from here.
I think I should just end every interview that way until I inevitably get fired.
How about the attitude of this kid is like, I'm tough, I know it, come get me, I'm from Pittsburgh, I'm going to kick your ass, and if you want to find out, I'm all right, I'll sign up.
Let's get it.
I love wrestlers.
Love it.
Good on him.
Love it.
Man, and he was down in that match too early on and came back. Good stuff from him. Epic Ending coming up in just a couple moments here on the Fan Morning Show. Epic Ending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. All right. What a morning. Good morning for everyone. You got something to tell us there? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right. You got that nice Laurel Valley pullover on.
Yep.
Golf's, you're itching for golf season, aren't you? You're
getting
ready.
I am. There's going to be a couple nice days this week. I might sneak out with our guy that's coming on next.
Oh, with Starkey?
Yep.
You, Starkey, and Kale.
Yeah, and Kale, too.
There you are.
Going low.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
You're going to be in a going low invitational. Mm-hmm. Put up the first score. Leader in the clubhouse in the going low invitational.
Let's go.
Yeah. Who did Kale have on Saturday? Did he have his golf show? Did they have that? Or was that because of the pit game? Did they not have it? I don't know.
It's hard to say. Pitch golfing now.
You think you can get Tiger Woods?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like West Virginia isn't.
Yeah, like he tried to slide that in there.
They are.
This guy is something.
I mean, come on.
He's having a rough one.
Penn State golfing, too.
Everybody is. There's a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Certainly. All right, let's get to our epic ending. I told you already. I'll tell you again. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. What did we learn today? All right, what did we learn?
I learned that Nino Bonaccorsi took his career to another level by winning a national championship. You should take your career to another level by going to 84lumber.com/careers. Explore opportunities with 84 Lumber and build a career with the nation's largest privately held building material supplier. Apply today at 84lumber.com/careers. I also learned that Pitt Athletics is back. Pitt, I don't know if they're back, but I know that they're in a great place, and I'm very proud to say that I went to the University of Pittsburgh and Pitt Athletics across the board, wrestling, football, basketball, baseball, volleyball,
both soccers,
everything. They are in a great place, so good job on them, and I'm very happy to be a former Pitt alum.
I learned today Crowley's just out of his mind. He doesn't like playoffs of any kind. Playoffs are bad. And if we do have playoffs, they should be like best of 13 series in order to really determine who's truly the best. Rewind. You'll hear our arguments about the tournament earlier. Tournament.
Never said anything like it. NCAA tournament's perfect, even though it doesn't determine the real true champion. Dan Orlovsky says the Steelers should sign OBJ. And I'm going to go no. But I get why. The Steelers could use another explosive playmaker. I just think a guy like OBJ might not be the best thing for a young, developing quarterback.
Hmm. You don't think so?
I do not.
Interesting. Okay. Here's what I learned today. Man, hear for this man named Mike Suska, S-U-S-K-A, which is a wonderful Western Pennsylvania name. That originally Mike Suska, S-U-S-K-A, when his people first emigrated here, probably had 39 more letters behind it, right? But anyway, Mike Suska is retiring after 41 years. Listen to this. On January 15th of 1982... Pittsburgh firefighter, master firefighter, Mike Suska walked through the doors of number 8 engine house, and he never left. Didn't get transferred, didn't change firehouses, didn't do anything like that. Suska is retiring today, after 41 years of service to the community at the same firehouse, engine house number 8. Congratulations, well earned. That's 41 years of humping it at the same job. And at a really great and commendable job here, Mike Suska. A prediction. All right, what do we got?
As I said earlier on our Get Money segment, the Penguins are desperate. I'm going to take them money line tonight. But in order to win the game tonight, they have to score goals. And a guy that's going to score multiple goals, two goals, is going to be Jake Guentzel.
Guentzel, I like that. I called this on Get Money earlier as well, piggybacking off your Pens prediction. Crosby will score tonight. Only once this year has he gone more than 4 games without scoring a goal. This would be his 5th game in a row. Do not score a goal. He'll score tonight because he's going to want to bounce back from that ugly loss on Saturday night.
The Penguins lose.
Jeez.
They're going to lose their 4 straight. They're not playing well. If you can't get up for the Rangers, what the hell are you going to do against the Senators? Couldn't get up for Montreal. They lose tonight.
Wow. At this time, when we're here tomorrow, Rick Pitino will be St. John's basketball coach. That'll be consummated this evening. It'll be finished. It'll be done. And if there's a joke in there. I didn't mean to use the word consummated in Patino, but and I wasn't even thinking about that. But anyway, yeah, that's it. That's it. Before I get in trouble, yeah. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online too, sunchevy.com. Sunny today, high in the 40s.
That's the weather.
Window Nation wants to help you out. It's still a little chilly out there, right? It's the season for buying new windows. Get them done right now. Window Nation wants to keep you warm. Pay zero down, make zero payments, get 0%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.